The government's plan to reopen the country is the lead story in almost all of today's papers, and all papers take the same line in their reporting of that story, that the Taoiseach is expected to go against the advice of NPHET when he tells the country tonight that restaurants and gastropubs will be allowed to reopen in December and that household visits and travel will be allowed over the Christmas period. Season of Good Cheers is the lead headline over that story in today's Irish Daily Star, alongside a picture of 2 pints of lager, while the Irish Sun features 3 pints of Guinness on its front page alongside the headline Proper Order. In her column in today's Examiner, meanwhile, Alison O'Connor writes about how much pubs have dominated the reopening conversation. Even a pandemic can't diminish the Irish obsession with the pub, O'Connor suggests. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, is pictured on the front of both The Times and Independent outside the Convention Centre yesterday. Under the headline, Taoiseach denies telling McEntee to appoint Wolf, The Times quotes a spokesman for Leo Varadkar saying that while he did express the opinion to the Minister that Seamus Wolf would be a good judge, he did not instruct her to propose him for the position on the Supreme Court. In her Doyle sketch this morning, meanwhile, Miriam Lord writes that Brendan Howlan filleted the Minister's lame story and in the process filleted Varadkar and Martin during yesterday's debate. In a searingly incisive contribution, Lord writes, the former Labour leader and veteran of three governments nailed the coalition's cynicism and McEntee's dilemma by outlining how all senior appointments were the subject of discussion. The Minister for Justice may formally propose one name to Cabinet when the deliberating is done, but he said it was never, never the role or exclusive right of that minister to determine on their own who should be nominated. Today's Belfast Telegraph leads with the line that the Northern Ireland executive aims to vaccinate 8,000 people a day against COVID-19 in the run-up to Christmas. Back in the front of the Examiner, meanwhile, it's reported there that so far this year, a record 1 million people have already had the flu vaccine in the Republic. Elsewhere this morning, there's a report in today's Examiner about a study of 125 Irish juvenile offenders, which found that 96% of them had experienced trauma in their lives. Most of today's papers report that 4 new sculptures of female scholars are to be commissioned by Trinity College from a list of more than 500 suggestions. The sculptures will go on display in the college's long room alongside 40 other busts currently in situ, all of which are of men. Women also feature in Hilary Fannin's column in today's Times and Liz Carney's piece in The Independent. These are very specific women, however, namely the women of South County Dublin who have taken to swimming in the sea during the pandemic and who wear a garment known as a dry robe when they get out of the water and who even came under the scrutiny of the Guardian newspaper earlier this week. Liz Carney writes in their defence, "Dry robe woman, a hero for our times," is the headline over her article this morning. And finally, tonight's Late Late Toy Show is the feel-good story, which receives lots of coverage in this morning's papers. 4-year-old Isabella Douglas from Cork is pictured looking incredibly cute on the set alongside Ryan Tuberty on the front of the Examiner. And Ryan's quoted in a number of today's papers saying how there won't be a dry eye in any of our houses tonight when we witness a global choir featuring children from New York to South Korea performing the opening number on tonight's show.